what's happening? R.I.P. B.B. King. Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And Philippe Schaefer.
Philippe!
The return.
Hey.
Schaefer, the return.
Happy to be here. It's been a while. I think it's been since August.
It's been a while. We have three guys on.
I think all of your potential suitors maybe scared you off the podcast.
I think that's
sock puppet.
All those girls who wanted a piece of Philippe.
Oh, jeez.
R.I.P. B.B. King, my dad's favorite. My dad's number one. So I've heard B.B. King my whole life.
89 years old.
89.
Not bad.
Yeah, pretty good run.
Yeah.
Was he pretty active in his late years?
Yeah,
was he still he was recording.
Tour all the time.
Just touring.
Yeah.
Just touring, doing music. Wearing a loud jacket. He sat down a lot. That was his one concession. He would sit.
89. That's pretty good.
I think
that's a hell of a run.
You got to sit at some point.
Yeah. And people, he has other songs besides "The Thrill Is Gone." Although it's a great song, he has other songs.
Look every other Facebook post, "The Thrill Is Truly Gone."
Yeah, we know.
No, your knowledge of his catalog is gone.
The jam session in heaven must be great. Right
I got a
now.
Bit about that. Maybe I'll bring it back.
You should bring it.
I've been doing that for Monday. Haven't done that in years.
The jam session in heaven.
Everybody.
It's great right now. It's him and Hendrix.
That was the bit. Everybody's jamming with Hendrix. I wonder how Hendrix feels about all that. I'm not going to do the bit right now, but.
Him, Hendrix, Dimebag.
Yeah, Dimebag, you know.
What was the
Keith Moon on drums?
Keith Moon playing the drums.
Yeah. That'd be a hell of a jam.
Buddy Holly singing.
Buddy Holly singing, man.
Fucking ridiculous. Are they? Shouldn't they all be in hell? Somebody else did that job.
If there's a jam session, too, like, logistically, like, do you have to buy tickets? Is there currency in heaven? Do you have to, is there a line to get in, or can everybody just be up
front?
Yeah,
wouldn't it be heaven? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free.
Because there was that book, I know I've probably talked about this before, that book, The Five People You Meet in Heaven. Like, how do you meet someone in heaven? Do you have to introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Do you have to go, like, knock on their door, like, hey, I'm a fan?
Yeah, I have a lot of fans.
Automatically
can
just
you get
meet
out of
the
here?
Coolest people.
Yeah, can I mean
do the coolest people have secretaries to arrange their meetings?
Because everybody wants to meet Hendrix, right? Everybody wants to hang out with that dude. Nobody wants to meet. I'm doing the bit now. I should stop doing the bit. But anyway,
every piece of shit guitarist. Wants
I know
to
heaven
meet
sounds pretty disorganized.
It seems like it.
A little too idealistic.
It's paradise, though, so maybe you still feel good about everything.
Gotta have a secretary, man. Gotta have a secretary, a publicist.
Yeah.
Gotta have a manager in heaven. Booking agent.
You gotta have David Spade going, and you are.
Yeah. At least you gotta wait till David Spade dies.
Yeah.
And then I.
It's very disorganized right now because he's still alive. Oh. See, the piano player always gets to sit. It's not even fair.
Where's the piano?
He gets to, well, unless you're like Jerry Lee Lewis, I guess you stand, kick
Jeff
your feet
Goldblum
up on
Jeff Goldblum stood up in a couple of their videos.
Who? Jeff Goldblum?
Well, they did a song.
The actor Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah. Well, Jeff Goldblum is a jazz pianist. You
oh,
know
I didn't know
did.
That, no.
Yeah.
They call him Jazz Goldblum.
Jazzy Jeff Goldblum.
Did not know that.
Jazzy Jeff Goldblum.
That's pretty cool, though. It makes me like Jeff Goldblum a little bit more.
Yeah. There's
by the way, everybody, if you hear background noise, we are at the green room at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House, and the kitchen staff are being incredibly rude by
very rude.
Working their job and playing music.
Doing as hard as they possibly can.
And making noises, prepping for the night. And,
those
you
jerks.
Know, we just want a quiet environment to record our podcast.
Yeah,
and
very insensitive.
Trying
doing
to get away
job.
From Randolph's loud daughter. We came here.
zero empathy.
And, you know,
staff.
It's like we better off listening to her music.
So occasionally you might hear
things clinging around.
This is the
people doing their jobs.
Into the night. Is this the video?
Which one's this? Jeff Goldblum?
I don't know if he played on the show the whole fucking you know
the whole intro the little skit.
This was in the when they were everybody was doing an 80s sound.
Was this in the 80s?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was a movie soundtrack. Okay, so there they're all playing. There's Lucille Wailing. There's Jeff Goldblum right there.
That's Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Had a little shitty beard. Little
he
shitty
had that
George 80s Michael.
Shag haircut, yeah. too.
Is that what he started off as? He was a musician?
No, he was just a musician.
He just got into acting?
Yeah, no, he's a real good musician. Okay. He's not like a bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a really good musician. So that's from Into the Night.
That's back when B.B. King stood up.
Goldblum, yeah.
When he respected his audience that,
yeah.
and gave them a show.
Yeah, quit being a piece of shit by sitting down. Standing hand over hand. Here's a fun little video.
Pull up another B.B. King video.
Well, it's B.B. King, yeah. It's from the same movie. Oh, wait. No, that's not.
Into the Night.
It was a good movie. It was
who was in that?
Jeff Goldblum and Michelle Pfeiffer. There's a full nude scene of Michelle Pfeiffer. Ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know she did full nude scenes.
Just for this movie.
I have not seen that movie.
Okay.
But when this movie come out? No. I think it was before I was born.
That's that weird thing when someone does like a full nude scene and then they just do like a sexy role.
Yeah.
And people like drool over the sexy role. Like, we've already seen you naked. Like, Michelle Pfeiffer did Catwoman, and people were like, oh, Michelle Pfeiffer in a cat suit.
Like, you need to go back and watch
Into the
Night.
She's been naked.
Where she does a standing full nude scene.
We're going backwards, everybody.
And her body was exquisite.
Right. Really showing off her sexuality.
Our first video is from the 1985 movie Into the Night.
I don't even know what this show
Michelle
was.
Starring Michelle Pfeiffer and Jeff Goldblum. Jeff's character is in
hey,
for
it's
a crazy
girl.
Ride
it's your girl.
Michelle, who is a jewel thief, persuades Jeff to help
we
her
don't
out
need the synopsis, lady.
Chased?
Just play the this synopsis doesn't help us like the song more.
No. Okay, so again, 80s song. Yes, look at all the people who were in the video.
There's a lot I've been wanting to talk to you about. You made real good.
Dan Aykroyd, Steve Martin.
Oh, wow.
A lot of things I should have said. But I'm going to say them now.
Piano, okay. Eddie Murphy playing drums.
Eddie Murphy. Of all the women that I've been with. I've never been one. Were they all in the movie?
No.
No.
They just did the video for whatever reason. Probably because who was Frank Oz's movie partner? Who directed the Thriller video?
John Landis?
John Landis did this movie, and they were all friends with John Landis.
This is that era when blues kind of got sanitized.
Yeah.
That 80s sheen, that kind of production.
Yeah.
Yeah, it lost some grit. Everything lost grit in the 80s, except for punk rock and
it's
metal.
It's a fun little video, though. Maybe. Faking like he's playing drums. Right. Steve Martin dancing.
This song is killing me.
So R.I.P.
The fucking production of that.
R.I.P. B.B. King. Lucille!
That's the most I've listened to B.B. King in my entire life.
I've heard a lot of B.B. King.
Benny King died. Benny E. King died like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, right? And then B.B. King. So what, Bernard King?
Tony Ayala died.
If you're a Bernard King, you got to be...
King of rapist boxers, he died.
Well, he's not king, though. Was that his title when he came to the ring?
Was his title. He was a king of rapists slash boxers. Or boxer slash rapist, however you want to say it. He raped and boxed.
He was a boxer first, rapist
king of that.
Second. Very important
he
distinction.
Was a, okay.
He was
boxer
a king
first.
Of that. Well, we don't know. Maybe he was just a rapist who was really good at boxing, in the words of Herbie Gill.
It goes together.
In the words of Herbie Gill. Lucille! Oh, RIP to anybody who passed away in the Amtrak incident, which we'll be talking about in a little bit. That train we've all ridden, by the way.
Well, some of those trains, I mean, I don't know if they all go through Philly.
The ones I have ridden have been on.
Because I think you can take different routes. But yeah, generally the D.C. to New York goes
through
Maryland, Philly, and then into like New Jersey, Newark, and all that shit. You go past that sign. That Newark sign. Newark makes, the world takes.
Yeah.
You're a little high on yourselves there, Newark.
Yeah, come on, Newark.
The last I saw that, they said, now they're saying somebody threw like a rock at the train.
Well, apparently there's an area where it's vandalized. Apparently this happens. It's an area where it's vandalized and people, they shoot shit at the train, they throw shit at the train.
But does that make the train go 106 miles an hour?
If the guy gets hit in the head and falls on the thing.
Oh, so they think it actually, he was hit by something.
They don't know because
he can't remember.
He can't remember anything.
Oh, he can't remember.
Which, by the way, I'd be like, Yeah, he was in an accident. It wouldn't surprise me if he didn't remember nothing.
He has a concussion.
He started getting flashes later.
Yeah.
You know? Apparently the guy was a great, I don't want to say great, but he's good at this job.
He's been doing it for a while.
Never had a problem, you know? Yeah. Maybe he passed out.
Maybe he had some medical emergency. But then when you pass, like...
Maybe he's gay.
Well, he is gay.
That would do it.
Maybe that's what it is.
But when you have, like, you know how, like, that happens...
Fucking faggot!
That happens in movies, like, or not movies, like, episodes of Chips and shit.
Yeah.
Like, some guy's behind the wheel, right? And he has, like, some kind of medical emergency. He passes out. And when you pass out, of course, your body just goes limp. Except for whatever reason, your foot just slams down on the pedal,
or you fall onto the thing that makes the train go faster.
Yeah, you fall. So, like, I mean, what are the odds that he fell onto the accelerator?
I mean, odds could be.
You know,
are we saying that it couldn't have happened?
I'm saying it's.
I'll put anything on the table.
Okay, so for this to be plausible, there's not a huge window. A rock has to fly into the window at just the right angle and time, and he has to be standing in just the right spot to be hit by it, and standing in the right spot to where when he was hit by it.
And by the way, we're not saying that this happened.
No.
We're just saying that this is possible.
How does this even work? Also, I was under the impression that people don't actually drive those trains anymore. Is there an actual gas pedal? I think you just press a button and it just goes, and you're just there if shit goes wrong.
There is a way for him to accelerate.
There is.
But I don't know if it's not a pedal, probably. It's not a lever.
I feel like he can't just, like, go.
I think he can.
I think he can, too, because you have to be able to start and stop it. Because you got to slow down and take turns.
So then the rock hits him. He's standing in just the right spot to be hit by the rock and also to fall onto whatever the mechanism is to accelerate the train.
Crazy shit happens.
And then it's an episode of Chips where they're like, runaway train.
Crazy shit happens. I'm not going to discount it.
I'm going to discount it. I'm going to say it's highly unlikely. I'm not saying
it's not unlikely. I'm saying crazy shit like that does happen once every... He has lottery odds, you know. This is if this happened, by the
way. Right, right.
He has lottery odds, because that's what it would be. It would be like winning the lottery.
Well, there's
But people do win the lottery every week. Some sucker wins the lottery and then are broke in 2 years, but...
Right.
I mean, it happens.
So this is the lightning strike, basically the reverse lottery, where you beat the odds in a bad way.
I mean,
that does happen.
That happens a lot too. People beat the odds in a bad way.
There was a story.
I got bit by a shark.
There's a story about a guy who took his girlfriend on a hike to like on top of a mountain hilly area, and he knelt down to propose to her, and she got struck by lightning and killed. Like, that guy's
gonna
be devastated.
She didn't really like you very much, man.
But I guess that does happen. It's incredibly rare.
God doesn't want this marriage.
Yeah. You know, it's God's will, you know?
Not only that, he just wants you to be very upset, dude.
Yeah. And he wants her dead, by the way.
Yeah,
that's the
precisely.
Other thing. Like,
he's doing you
like
a favor.
So I
Go
guess
meet
it
somebody else.
Yeah, it happens.
I guess things like that happen, but I think it's not in the top 20 explanations.
No, but it's so outlandish that I could believe it. Be like, just like if you had told me that this guy knelt down to propose to his girlfriend.
Right.
And she was struck in the head with lightning. You'd be like,
killed.
What?
So that guy was probably
he killed
gay
her.
Too.
That'd be the first thing you think. He fucking killed her.
Well, wasn't that story? It might be an urban legend, but I think it was a real story where a guy's parents were arguing. A guy, like, tried to commit suicide. He jumped off the roof. At the same moment, his dad pulled out a shotgun to shoot his mother, and the shotgun blast went through the window as his body fell by and hit him and killed him. And he landed on like a netting that would not have killed him. That's an urban legend kind of thing, but I don't know if that's true or not, but it's one of those, like, it's like 15 things have to go exactly right
or wrong
for that to actually happen. So, or the guy might have just been texting while driving a train.
Yeah.
You know?
No, his phone was, they've already checked that. His phone was off per instructions.
He had a burner. He had a burner phone. He's texting his side piece.
Did we get any emails before we go any further?
We got
this?
Several emails.
Really?
Yeah,
great.
We got a few emails.
Let's do a couple.
I think we got four or five. Let me check.
That's a lot.
Let me check. We've been getting.
Oh, what's my man's name that came to the show?
Derek, right?
Shout out to Derek.
Is it Derek? Or Daryl? Derek.
Derek.
I can find out again.
Look it up.
I'll look it up again, but let's do the emails first. And then we'll get to your
I'll
show.
I'll talk about that.
Frederick, Maryland. We have five emails. First one is from Paul.
We're not doing five today.
All right, we'll get to Paul. Paul says, hey, three guys on. A couple weeks ago, you put out the call for reviews on Stitcher. I dutifully posted one filled with Where's Tim Miller snark. I read that.
Very good, Paul.
Then
good.
I listened to episode 465 this morning, where Tim explained where he's been and also his commitment to his daughter.
You felt guilty as fuck.
Now I feel like that woman.
That's good. You should.
Now I feel like what that woman left in Elton Howard's bathroom, plus the hand towel. The review I wrote now looks insensitive, even hackier than it was at the time I wrote it. I'm old enough to know I'm not very funny, but for some idiotic reason, I keep trying anyway. At least my mom taught me to apologize. I'm sorry for being an insensitive hack. My condolences and best wishes go out to Tim.
You got to commit to your jokes, baby.
First of all, it was 5 stars. So, you know, you don't have to apologize for anything. Second of all, we get jokes.
Yeah.
We're comics. We get
jokes. You got to commit to your jokes, baby.
And Tim's been semi-missing for like a year now. So yeah. It's not
so
like...
it didn't just start.
So thanks for the review. I don't give a fuck about the content. It was pretty funny. But that was Paul. So Paul, don't feel guilty. Review
Paul.
Us on iTunes.
Well, thank you, Paul.
If you feel that guilty, review us on iTunes. Nikki sent us an email. Hey, it's Nikki. Black funerals, because we talked about that last week.
Because Tim went to one.
Black funerals are the most fascinating things you will ever see. They can range from long and boring to an episode of Maury. All my grandmother's brothers were pastors.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
One of my grandmother's brothers' funerals lasted for 6 hours. Oh, Jesus.
God.
Was
how many altar calls?
I left around the second hour. I was hungry and I was like, I get it, he's dead.
You got to.
I was like, nope, I am not doing this. I had an aunt who was murdered, and the pastor at her funeral said it was because she wasn't living the right way of God.
Oh, of course not.
Hey, that happens.
Laying a guilt trip on a dead person.
Probably got hit by lightning.
That obviously did not go over very well. No, I wouldn't think so. No. Then at another funeral, my down-low uncle, who is a pastor, started calling people out at the funeral who were not living godly.
Oh, God.
Then after the funeral, when we were eating, the people who he called out ended up calling him out. I've been to the funeral with altar calls, funerals with altar calls, asking people to tithe, and even one with a mistress showing up with her kids, but the deceased and his wife whooping her ass.
Yeah.
So it's, I guess, I mean, like, I've only been to two funerals. One of them was this past week. I've only been to two funerals in my life, right? I guess if you go to a lot of them, you get the chances of seeing crazy shit go up. But I would never even don't people understand that this is like a solemn occasion? People just show up with their own self interest.
Well, because this ratchetness is going on, doesn't make it not solemn. Because
people don't like it because that person is the center of attention. So a lot of people go and they're not the center of attention. Like, oh, you know what?
Yeah, their self interest kicks in. Like, what is this, hour four on this clown?
My grandfather started, at my dad's funeral, my grandfather got up and started making a speech, and we had to cut him off because he started cracking jokes. I was like, you're a fucking idiot.
He was
fucking dumbass.
You had to give him the light.
Gonna do five.
Fucking idiot.
Was he making, were the jokes at least relevant? Like,
no,
funny
they're
stories?
Just really bad. He's like 97. You could barely hear him, but you could just hear like the crescendo in his voice. He's like, this is where the punchline's supposed to be.
Oh, God. Like, because sometimes, I mean, people will do that for levity. They'll get up there and tell a
it
story.
It wasn't for levity.
It's like kind of funny. Like usually it's like the brother.
It was literally the moment we're about to carry the casket out. And he gets up there and tells a joke. Unplanned.
Take my son, please.
It was extemporaneous.
Anyway, so what are you guys from? What do you do? What do you guys do? Huh?
Who's single here? Because my wife's dead. I'm trying to fuck.
That would be hilarious if he just starts doing his act. Like no one even knew he had an act. I don't know if I could sit through a 6 hour funeral. Like 1 hour gets a little bit.
That's a little extreme. I've sat through a 2 hour one.
Yeah.
And because you also have to eat afterwards.
Yeah,
so
you got the fellowship.
It's another
afterwards.
Hour.
But you got, I mean, okay, so the pastor says a few words, whatever. There's maybe a song or two. And then couple people get up and speak, like either eulogize or tell funny stories, right? And then what else is there?
Is there dancing at black funerals?
Dancing? No, that's not more of really. A Jewish.
There's no dancing at Jewish funerals.
No?
None that I've
No.
There's eating. There's a whole lot of eating.
Well, there's a lot of eating at black funerals. No dancing.
No, there's no dancing.
I went to a funeral yesterday and there was a little kid. Who was, you know, like little kids, someone just takes them outside because they're running around.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd like to go outside. I don't want to be sitting in here.
You are an adult. You know, you can get up and go
no,
outside.
No, it's disrespectful because you're not there for you. You're there for somebody else. You know, anything that is about you is disrespectful to the funeral. Just don't go. Just send flowers, you know?
You're going to go outside to play with the kid.
Yeah, I got to watch the kid, me and the 9 other people.
With my baseball and my glove.
You go outside, there's 20 people who've been smoking for an hour. yeah, cigarette break. So that was Nikki. Thanks for the email, Nikki. And then we got an email from Jonathan, who did not send us an email as much as he sent a video link. You guys remember Mr. Ghetto, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was going to Walmart. We talked about
that. Going to Walmart.
That. Well, apparently he's got something new. McDonald's bounce.
Oh, he's going to McDonald's now?
We're going to McDonald's. Going to McDonald's. Which is interesting because sometimes McDonald's is in Walmart. This might be an old one. Have we seen this one? Hold on.
All the women bet McDonald's. They bet McDonald's. McDonald's.
Anyone listening, Mr. Ghetto makes horrible twerk songs and gets like millions of hits.
Horrible.
They bet McDonald's.
What's the video look like?
It's this a girl twerking outside McDonald's.
Hilarious. Let me see this.
How do you get behind the counter?
She wanna shake, 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 shake.
Right.
Trying to keep up with Big Frida. Big Frida's chilling.
Shake, shake, shake.
Is it the same girl that's twerking in all his videos?
Yep, this is his broad.
She's washing the McFloor. Or McFlurry.
He is raining fries on her. He's raining fries on her. He's raining fries on her. Rain and fries like they won.
Is he going to go down the whole menu now? She's filleting the fish.
I think he's trying to get sued.
Really funny. No, it's a parody. It's you can do that. It's funny if she just kept getting fatter throughout the whole video because she keeps eating McDonald's.
Yeah, you get a bigger booty. I think it's crazy that no one's really looking at them while they're doing this.
R.I.P. Burger King.
Yeah, McDonald's isn't going to stop them, man. It's like their clientele that's watching.
Arch your back. I mean, people seriously listen to this music? Like,
yes.
How can you?
It's just because you're not listening.
How many views did that get?
This one is at 114,000 right now.
It's not bad.
It was posted in February of this year.
That is bad. It should be over a million.
I think it should be more, yeah. That's too funny for it to not have over a million.
This is the original.
Club to meet something new. When I want me something new, I go get me a basket and I go walk around Walmart. All the women being Walmart.
That one's got well over
going. I'm going Walmart. She going Walmart.
This only has 200,000.
Really? Walmart. Put a Big Frida video on and see how many views this got.
This is the same song, but it's Walmart instead of McDonald's. Instead of the McDonald's slogan, I'm loving it, it's Wally World.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So it's the same thing, just a lot of booty shaking in a Walmart?
Yeah. And he had one about going to jail, too. Didn't he have one about going to jail?
Well, you can't have booty shaking in a jail. That doesn't make any sense.
Sure it does.
Is it a dude?
Tossing them salads up.
She got a basket. Basket.
What's your name? What's your number, girl?
See, I think they should combine the two because, like, there are many Walmarts with McDonald's in them.
In them, yeah, which has got to be the worst job of all time.
Someone has a bit about that. Like, it's got to be the worst when you work in that McDonald's. Because people are like, no, do you work at Walmart? No, I work at McDonald's in a Walmart.
Inside.
I have to go to Walmart to get to McDonald's. To get to my job.
To get to my job.
That's not a bad job.
All right, we can't watch Mr. Ghetto all day.
Yeah, it's.
I feel like, because this Walmart video was put out in 2011. He could just go to any strip mall and just go right down all the stores and make the same song. Yeah. Why is he waiting years?
I'm going to nail salon.
Yeah. Why is he waiting years for?
I'm gonna get a massage.
And it takes a while for him to write the lyrics.
And he comes to Arlington. He's doing a Panera song. He's like,
I'm going to Panera.
I'm gonna get a panini or maybe a fairly healthy salad.
Going
choices.
To Barnes and Noble.
Maybe a pastry.
Barnes and Noble.
I'm gonna go reading. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And one of them, he's just going to the app store. He's just on his phone, and there's a girl twerking next to his phone. I'm gonna buy apps at the app store.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I mean, the guy should be writing a new song every 10 minutes. Just go down the street. You go to 7-Eleven. You're going to I don't know, the gas station, right?
Yeah.
Sunoco. So that's do you want to get to the other emails, or do you want to get?
Well, let's do one more.
All right. Well, there's two more left.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We'll just do them both.
We'll do one, and we'll save them. Well, you want to do both?
Yeah, why not? This is from James. What up, two guys, and a N-word every now and then.
I take offense to that.
Well, I don't know why. You are African.
I am African.
North African, though.
Yeah.
That's the end.
Any
love
K-words
the show.
In there? No.
No. Love the show, even though I'm a Mayweather fan, LOL. Y'all hate that for real, but it's cool. He is a lame ass.
He's a piece of shit, dude.
There's a lot of N-words in this.
Lame ass for slapping women, but as a businessman and as a boxer, he is damn near flawless. I think he's a good right
hook.
No,
actually he's not, and I've explained that.
What, because he has all his money in one bank account?
He's a shitty businessman as a boxer. Skill-wise, skill-wise, he's at the top. But as a fighter, he's not.
Yeah, well,
boxer. He's not a fighter. He is not. And if you think he is, then you don't know anything about fighting.
Well, he won't get Parkinson's.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
he's winning that lottery. So. I think he's a good right hook from being...
Valid argument.
I think he's a good right hook from being one of the greatest ever. He's like a developed one now.
No, he's not. Because he doesn't have the fighting spirit to be. Don't get me riled up, man. One of the greatest of all time. You have the fighting spirit, and he doesn't have it.
James says if he had some, we're getting into the if game now. If he had some knockouts on top of his undefeated record, I think more people would like him as a boxer. But that's not why I emailed you guys. I think that's true, but he doesn't go for knockouts.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
So because he doesn't have the spirit.
He breaks his hands all the time.
Nor the heart for it. He has bad hands.
This is the reason James emailed us. My question is, did Hammer like invent crunk workout hip hop? I was listening to him on Spotify, and I swear to God, I wanted to lift every weight in the gym. As usual, I mentioned it to my boys, and they all slammed me. So I figured, you guys are my age. He's 34 or roundabout, and I need some help on this one. Holla back, Hammer.
Hammer's an in shape dude.
His dances were workouts.
Around.
I mean,
no, I don't think that I think Hammer missed out on a revenue stream market because he could have
hip hop abs.
Yeah, I think he missed out.
He can still do it.
But Hammer was in great shape.
Make comeback.
That's not even a question. Hammer was in great shape.
I get. Well, that's the other thing too. The the crunk workout hip hop. I think because if he invented that, then it laid dormant for about 15 years mm-hmm. before people started doing it. If Hammer was 15 years later...
And then Master P revived it.
Because all the shit that Hammer did, everyone eventually did. Like doing commercials, all the, quote, sellout shit, the unapologetic sampling.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all that stuff was fine, like just a few years later. And maybe the workout thing, too. I don't know. What is crunk workout hip-hop, though?
Is that just Lil Jon? It's people doing different workouts with hip-hop crunk music.
Yeah.
You know,
with some beats in the background.
Some swole up dude.
I feel like that's not really a huge thing, though. People don't really.
It's really not. I'm looking for one right now.
People don't really go crazy over that stuff.
Somebody just sent me one yesterday.
A crunk workout thing?
Well, just this one particular guy.
There's that one video of people on bikes I've seen a bunch of times on exercise bikes.
Yeah, but that's a class.
That's a good class. Though. Yeah. Well, I mean, but look, if you look at like hip-hop music, especially from the early mid-90s when there was still a lot of dancing in it, those are some fucking workouts. If you watch the way people are dancing, they're jumping up, flipping around.
I've left the clubs many nights sweating.
Sweating, injured.
Something like this.
Oh, you want to plug that in?
This is like a hip-hop workout. my man Rohan, who's a trainer. I'm going to New York. Who's going to New York with me? We train together. We train people together, and this is.
Oh, good.
School up black guy.
That's like a Sean Paul soundtrack.
Yeah.
Why does the class have two people in it?
Well, he's getting ready to. He's working out the moves to teach a class. You know what I'm saying? So he has to do it on his own.
That dude has some serious moves. He's pretty light on his feet too.
Yeah, he's very light on his feet.
That's no joke.
I feel like if Hammer invented this, then Two Big MC would not have been so big.
No, exactly.
You know, because he was right there next to Hammer all those nights.
It's basically just a step class, like a hip-hop funk step class.
But they make it fun by playing music you like, as opposed to like the bullshit.
And then it's good so white women can act like they know the music, you know what I mean?
I like hippity-hop.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't want a big ass. That's why I go
to my hip-hop
workout.
I want a white girl who can dance like that.
But if you look at a fucking Onyx video, they're working out harder than this.
Yeah.
And they're wearing like 8 layers of clothes. They got jeans on, boots.
Jeans, boots, turtleneck, jacket, hoodie. You know, it's just this dude.
Fucking triple fat goose coat.
You know, and he does a little breakdown. So the guy that does this, his name is Philip Whedon. Extreme Hip Hop newest song. My class will learn this Monday. I'm only posing half of the step. Join me every Monday at 12 p.m., Tuesday at 5. So this is like his class.
It's a step workout.
Yeah. I'm the creator of Extreme Hip Hop. Join the Extreme Hip Hop movement. Hashtag Born Gifted. Hashtag Changing Lives. Hashtag Gifted for Life.
Oh, so. Stop it.
Well, you know that Hip Hop Abs thing, which is you know, one of those things they have in the infomercial. It's like, hey, we're going to show you how to get abs with hip hop. And then it's just people dancing. Oh, are you just going to dance? Oh, just dance?
Pretty much.
Yeah, just do these dances.
To look just like that guy.
Well, yeah, that's exactly
jacked.
That's how you look like that guy.
Swole-rific.
I don't know. I guess Hammer might have been, I don't think he invented it, but he might have been a precursor. But a lot of people from that era did shit like that. A lot of, maybe not, they didn't dance as hard as Hammer. Like, the Hammer danced like he was, like, mad at somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Footloose. It was like a Footloose dance. Like, fuck this, man. I got to dance. Dance it out of me. But there was a lot more movement in hip hop back then. Even
I have said hip hop changed when MC stopped dancing, because like Big Daddy Kane, who's not like, he doesn't, let's put it this way, Big Daddy Kane doesn't like the nicest of dudes. Just
no.
He doesn't like a bad dude, but he doesn't like a dude who would take a lot of shit off people.
Right.
And he danced.
Right.
With Scoop and Scrap.
Scoop and Scrap. Even when the guy didn't dance, he still had dancers behind him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are there any rappers who dance now?
No.
Like rappers.
Not really.
Chris Brown.
Rakim danced, and he's a...
Rakim danced a little bit.
He's a serious
And
dude.
He didn't have any dancers.
Is that where it stopped? That was a long time ago.
No, because Heavy D was a great dancer. He danced.
Heavy D danced.
Kid and Play, obviously.
A lot of people just had two
LL even danced a little
him.
Bit.
Oh, LL did the Jingling Baby video?
Yeah, he's dancing his ass off in that video.
Yeah.
You know, the jingle.
But LL is a guy who's into fitness.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense.
Is Justin Timberlake a rapper?
Nah.
No. People aren't really, a lot of people are just kind of artists.
Stop
now.
Dancing artists. Around the time of NWA.
But then on the East Coast, around that time, though, on the East Coast, people were still, they were still dancing in the videos.
Yeah.
You'd have like three or four people behind the rap. The rapper wasn't engaging in the dancing. He was just, there were people behind him dancing. And
But in NWA,
division of
no
labor.
One danced. They would dance. They would show a party scene of people dancing.
Yeah.
But.
Well, Public Enemy didn't have dancers. I mean, those
they didn't have dancers.
Groups. They were
Public
more
Enemy
serious.
Didn't have dancers. And NWA didn't have, I think around that time, it kind of changed.
BDP didn't have dancers.
They didn't have dancers.
But there were still people in that
Wu-Tang
era.
Came. You would think Wu-Tang would have one dancer. Nope.
No. They didn't have any dancers. Well, that was.
They had 25 dudes in a group and not one dancer.
No, not one dancer.
Yeah.
But that was a different. The era had changed. But even like this, I guess probably about 92, it started becoming like less fashionable to have the two guys behind you doing the Running Man.
Yeah.
Every now and then. Oh, did he slide through his legs? Cool.
It's also now you got to have women behind you too. You can't just be a dude dancing. That's not cool anymore.
You got to have hot
women.
You
got to
have the fucking Laker girls
basically
behind you. But yeah, I don't know if I would put that on Hammer, but Hammer did have like 30 dancers.
Yeah.
He did have like a step class going on behind
him. Yeah, like a whole class going.
For the entire concert, while Two Big MC just like ate ribs and was like, yeah, get him, Hammer. Don't hit him too hard. Don't hurt him. I got to take a break.
Don't
Hammer.
Hurt him. I'm tired.
I'll be right back, Hammer. I got to take a break.
Sweating bacon grease.
God damn, Hammer.
I'm tired.
Hammer, could you just slow down for? Doesn't have a slow song in here, Hammer? Something about your mom. The last email is just a quick one. Ayana sent us an email. Hey guys, great show. Just wanted to send condolences and well wishes to Tim, and we'll pass that along to him because Tim's not here today. So thank you for that. Those are all the emails that we got. If you ever want to email us, threeguyson@gmail.com.
Yeah,
there's nothing for me.
Address. Nothing for you,
you
although
you got mentioned 2 weeks ago.
You got mentioned in last week's podcast.
I didn't even hear that.
A girl who was the girl who originally emailed asking about you.
Which one?
Susan, I think it was. Susan.
Yeah.
I got the email here. Susan.
The lawyer.
I'm a previous fan who emailed about the gorgeous Philippe.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
This is, by the way, Philippe, this is the reason we asked you on the podcast today. Susan, come on out.
Susan's in the back. Come on down,
Susan. How's it going?
So Susan did ask about you last week. So you did get a mention on the podcast. She said she might walk up to us. She might be bold enough to walk up to us one of these Friday nights.
Oh.
So she has.
Well, I'm there not doing stand up sometimes.
I saw Jenny.
You're there
Jenny,
next week?
I am there.
I saw
next
Jenny
week.
Oh, I got to talk to you last
about
that. Night.
Okay. Maybe not then.
Jenny came through last night. She sat in the back right there.
Right.
Did watch me bomb horrifically.
Why'd you bomb horrifically? New shit?
New material. All new. Ugh.
20
Ugh.
Minutes in
all
new?
New?
No, I just did like six.
Oh, okay.
You didn't even do that like that old, the old chestnut to open? Like the
no.
old.
No, it's like I'm just going to fucking tank. If this shit tanks,
so,
it tanks.
Do we have to stop booking you now?
I'm like, I'm home. I can tank here. I could tank here in front of these people who didn't pay for this. It hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, it always hurts.
And I had just seen yesterday, I saw, for those who follow me on Instagram or Twitter, Real Talk For You, you've seen my 15-second movie reviews. I did Mad Max, which was a great movie. Go see it. I don't know what this feminist bent is about this movie. There's nothing feministic about it. It's fucking stupid.
Wait, people said it's feminist?
Really?
Well, it's guys were complaining about, you know, the woman characters are being pushed. And there's a whole, like, backlash amongst guys.
They're saying it's not feminist?
No, the guys are saying that it's too feminist and it's too woman and blah, blah, blah.
Isn't Charlize Theron in it?
Yeah.
Is she, like, a main character?
She is, yeah.
Well, Tom Hardy's the main
She's
guy.
One of them, but Charm Hardy's Max.
He's Mad Max.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what is she, like Mad Maxine or something?
No,
like, is
she's
she a...
the, he helps her.
Okay.
Like he helps her.
All right.
But she's tough. She's a tough girl. Warrior girl, one arm. She has a metal arm. You know.
So what's
but
the,
all,
what's
none
the
of that matters
what's the
because
of
I also...
What's the feminist angle?
Because I also...
I don't understand what's the...
Well, it's because she helped women, and women are tough, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, I mean,
and
I guess...
guys are upset about that?
In this,
yes.
In the post-apocalyptic world, anyone who's not dead has to be tough, right?
You like, would think.
All, well, the children are tough in those movies, the fucking Mad Max movies. They're fucking assholes, you know? They'll cut you.
Oh, is this a remake?
I think it's an extension of the original story. It's the same world.
Humanity is broken.
Yeah. That's what they keep saying. But none of that, all of that pales to, turn it up, to this 15-second movie review right here. Movie review.
Wolf Cop?
On Netflix. You won't laugh. You won't cry.
It's going to loop
but
again.
If you drink...
It'll, here we go.
15-second movie review. Wolf Cop, the movie. On Netflix.
I was drunk.
You won't
Netflix.
Laugh. You won't cry. But if you drink enough, you will have a good time. Wolf Cop.
I think I think Netflix could be like the porn version of Netflix.
Okay, so this is how this went down.
Netflix.
Wolf Cop. Netflix recommended a movie called Wolf Cop to me.
Now, before we get into this, I'm assuming Wolf Cop is like a teen wolf, but he, after high school?
Yes.
He becomes a cop?
Which is exactly what I thought it was.
Right.
Wolf Cop recommended a movie to me. Netflix recommended. Netflix chose, this is the tweet I put up, Netflix chose a movie named Wolf Cop as top pick for me. Wolf Cop, I don't smoke weed. Ha ha ha, burp, burp, burp. Okay.
Right. Should have done that on Friday at the show.
Wolf Cop, Wolf Cop the movie tweeted back at me.
Wolf Cop the movie,
oh,
and
did.
Said, "Do you? But do you drink?"
Well,
to which I tweeted back to them and said, "Do I drink? I don't think my liver can take the amount of liquor I have to take in for that." To which the Wolf Cop tweeted back to me, start slow and ease into it. When you normally turn it in, turn on Wolf Cop. You can do this, Randolph.
So Wolf Cop is
to which I tweeted
you.
Back to Wolf Cop. I said, all right, Wolf Cop, I'm watching you. 9 o'clock Eastern tonight. I'm going to be live tweeted.
Oh, I think I saw a couple of those. That's what you were doing.
I'm going to live tweet it.
You were live tweeting Wolf
and
Cop.
And I'm drinking bourbon at the same time. Wolf Cop tweeted back, can't wait. Things could go either way.
Oh, Jesus.
Did they and tweet it you began. Back? So I live tweeted Wolf Cop.
Is it like campy B movie, exactly what you think it's going to be kind of shit?
It's Wolf Cop. That's Wolf Cop right there.
Oh, that's a horrible special. Geez. Horrible makeup.
That's Wolf Cop.
Horrible makeup job.
Oh, my God.
The first time he changes into Wolf Cop.
He's probably the person on the Twitter account.
The first time he's changing into Wolf Cop. No, the person on the Twitter account is the writer and director of Wolf Cop.
Oh, okay. He wrote and directed.
I want to say his name.
Double duty.
He retweeted something.
So Wolf Cop, I just have a couple questions. Does he, like in Teen Wolf, he finds out he's a wolf in high school, mm-hmm. right? Does Wolf Cop not know he's a wolf when he becomes a cop? Is he a regular dude and one day becomes a wolf man?
After he joins the force, he becomes a wolf
okay.
cop.
Okay. And he still shows up for work the next day?
He gets
day?
Tapped and becomes a wolf cop. Yeah, which I
Come on.
Said he was abducted. And
abducted.
He was abducted, and somebody drew a pentagram on his chest. To which I said, I put one of my tweets up. You get jumped in the woods and wake up with a pentagram carved into your chest, and you don't tell your boss, the sheriff, Wolf Cop.
But
liquor and donuts after the change. I like this dude's taste. Luke, you're a wolf. Cop, growl. I swear to you, that's a line. This was, I actually had to stop and take a picture. That's a story in Wolf Cop, the movie.
Liquor donuts? What more could you ask for? Now, are these donuts made with liquor?
No, it's a liquor store
it's
and a donut
It's a liquor
store
and a donut shop.
That was okay. getting robbed. It says, somebody trying to rob this joint? Not Wolf Cop's town.
Well, hold on a second, though. That's, all right, I'm guessing Wolf Cop is a low-budget movie.
What the fuck are you? The fuzz. Growl.
Oh, God. I imagine Wolf Cop's low budget, right? They yep. couldn't construct a store and put liquor donuts on. So that's probably a real store. It's got to be a real store. The liquor donut. That's probably
liquor
the store.
Donut, man.
He probably started with that.
Or maybe that was the number one joke.
Wolf
that's
Cop was driving around in one of those boxy Impalas. That was his cop car.
Right. Okay.
The boxy Impala. I was like, I don't know what year this is.
It doesn't
but that's
matter.
A boxy Impala. But, you know, the cars say 1985. But that woman's breast implants, the bartender, I'm like, her breast implants say 2013. So,
so they were very good?
Yeah.
They were very good at breast implants?
Okay.
So Wolf Cop, does he save the day at the end? Is there?
Yeah, of course he does. He's Wolf Cop.
From who?
He's Wolf Cop from the evil
the people
Satanists
who
are trying to take the town down.
Did they turn him into the wolf?
Yeah, they turned him into
so
the wolf.
So they created
They turned him into the wolf to sacrifice him, but he gets away.
He gets away, and now he's a wolf man.
He's Wolf Cop.
Does he... Is he a wolf like, okay, Teen Wolf, he's a kid, but then he can be a wolf. Is
no,
wolf
he can
cop?
Only be a wolf at night. And his first okay. change, he's taking a pee.
Okay.
And his dick changes first.
Of course. So you see the wolf dick.
Does he get the bartender?
Oh, yeah. But she was a demon.
She was a demon?
Oh, she
of
was.
Of course she was.
After I put my 15-second movie review, a Wolf Cop tweeted back at me, sounds about right, and we'll take it. Thanks for checking it out, Randolph.
So Wolf
Thank
Cop
you
is
for
very
the bad
interactive.
Masterpiece.
They're very interactive on Twitter. I wonder if the Toxic
also,
Avenger has a Twitter feed.
Wolf Cop 2 is coming in 2015. Wolf Cop 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Wolf Cop 2? What's going to happen in this one? Is he going to save the day again? Is he going to have
he's
little
gonna
puppies?
Go, he's going to go save a community center
so
by
he's a wolf,
dancing.
He's a wolf for life now.
He's going to go save a community center by dancing.
I'm getting too old for this shit. I'm like 70 in wolf years.
Wolf Cop! Look it up on Netflix. Get drunk and watch it.
I don't think I'm going to.
I don't think I'm going to watch that.
What night was this that you got drunk and watched Wolf Cop by yourself?
I want to say Thursday.
Thursday night.
Yeah. Night.
Thursday because my wife had just come back.
That's all you had going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Thursday we got to talk
night.
About this.
No, I had to make a point because I was like, all right, dude, you're fucking challenging me. Let's do this, man.
You should ask for like a free t-shirt or something.
Wolf Cop the movie. You know what? I should ask for
prove,
a t-shirt.
You
got to
prove that you watched that movie.
I should ask for a t-shirt.
Get some merch. Get a keychain. You know, get a little pentagram thing
Wolf
that you
Cop.
Can.
I watched Wolf Cop end to end.
And survive.
I watched all the way through. It was tough because I had to stop and... Write my thoughts down.
Right.
Pause it. Write my thoughts down.
Right.
On Wolf Cop. Wolf Cop the movie. Wolf Cop. And then they followed me on, and now they're following me on fucking Twitter. So there I picked up two All more right. Twitter feeds.
So they're gonna.
And then while I'm live tweeting it, another dude started live tweeting it, and he was. So we're both live tweeting at the same time, and we were both liking each other's tweets because he was slamming them.
Now, did you on Netflix? You can review a movie or give it a number
of
stars.
You don't give it any stars. I should go back and do
you
that.
You should give. What would you give?
What would you give it?
Oh, you got to give it 5 stars.
5 stars?
You gotta
5 Instagrams?
You got everybody. You got to get everybody else to live tweet it.
5 upside down stars in a circle.
It's Wolf Cop. You got to give it 5 stars. Why would you not? I said.
Oh, a couple hundred reasons.
I started to say. Let me read some of the tweets I put up. I don't remember. I was just dashing them off. I was drinking Jim Beam Bonded 50 proof. So.
Which is like, it's nothing, right?
Yeah, 50 it's proof? Fucking strong.
50 proof?
50.
Did you mix it with anything, though?
A Coke. I'm too light in the ass. Okay. If you drink that shit, you're going to fucking sleep. Let's see. Where did I start at?
Are we
going to
read your live tweets?
Well, I'll just read a couple of them. The bartender has a heart of gold under that silicone. Wolf Cop. Dude just started his first change, and it started with his dick. With no warning. Wait, Jesus, where's my drink?
Does it show the dick? Like, how does that go?
Hmm?
Does it show the penis?
It showed it. Oh, yeah.
So this
it
is like.
It showed the dick full on.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
That's.
Wait Come till on, you wolf see cop. My wolf dick.
Oh, they were having a festival called the Drink and Shoot.
Oh, is that what it was?
The Drink and Shoot?
But they canceled it. So in the small town, you have a drunken deputy. Old white gangs, which was weird.
Old white gangs?
Old white
like
men who were
like the literal
in gangs.
Crips?
Yeah, disappearing pets and Satanists. Wolf Cop.
Well,
hashtag melting pot.
Disappearing pets makes sense.
So can you just upload any movie to Netflix?
It seems
no.
like.
No?
No, they had to like, they had to, this was a coup for them to get on Netflix. They had to probably, this whole process they had to go.
Do
there,
you
there's
pay?
People. Oh. There's people who didn't get on Netflix and are pissed right now because Wolf Cop is on Netflix.
The white drug king of Woodhaven has a teardrop tattoo, so you know he's serious.
Like Mummy Janitor is probably not on Netflix.
Yeah, it's not.
And that guy is pissed right now. Is fucking Wolf Cop's on there? Hack? You want to hack your shit? All right.
What the fuck are you? The Fuzz. Growl.
Yeah.
Wolf Cop.
All right, I can't.
The town needs an enema.
I can't think
Wolf
of
Wolf Man.
Cop.
Wolf Cop.
He said the town needs an enema. Really?
Yeah, I said that.
Oh,
it
okay.
sounds like a pretty strange movie.
Am I really seeing an interspecies love scene that Vivid Entertainment is not involved in? Wolf Cop. No doggy style. Too obvious. Boo. Wolf Cop.
Well, he should have done that. I mean, he should have fucked her doggy style, right? That makes sense.
I didn't understand why it didn't happen. His boy's in it. You're fucking me up in this Wolf Cop. I thought it was the kid from Teen Wolf growing up, but now shit's real, son. Did I just see a musket? I saw a musket. It's a good movie. Watch it.
Yeah.
But get drunk first.
But you have to be into that like Toxic Avenger kind
yeah,
of
get drunk
B-movie
first.
Kind Wolf of shit. Cop. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes kind of stuff.
Wolf Cop.
All right. Some guy's trying to get laid off that credit.
Where are we at?
You know I'm Wolf Cop, right? 49 minutes, 50
Let's
minutes.
Let's talk about this Fox News work, contributor. Too.
This Which one is
okay, so we talked earlier about the train, right?
We did
we
talk
talked
about
that,
the
train.
Yes, I do
uh-huh.
remember that.
Wolf Train.
Wolf Train. Well, the Fox News contributor, she blamed the train crash on the engineer's homosexuality.
Contributor really? Is just someone they bring in as a talking head
Jesus.
Every now and then.
This woman's name is Sandy Rios. I've seen her before.
Yeah, she
She's
comes in
insane.
And gives her little thoughts. I got the audio. Let's, yeah. We can play the audio of this.
She's insane, by the way.
The guy who was I guess driving the train is
He's
being
gay.
Scrutinized. People are trying to figure out whether he had something to do with it, negligence, etc.
Now, here's the part that I really Muslim. Don't think that you'll read anywhere else. The Daily Mail just doesn't know, I guess, well enough to kind of edit things like this. But Boston is a gay rights activist who previously lived in San Francisco before moving to New York. In 2012, he was interviewed by the Midtown Gazette, which covers part of Manhattan. During the campaign for marriage equality, he said, "It's kind of insulting to have to beg people for my right to marry. I feel like we shouldn't even have to have this fight." Now, I am not saying that, I am not inferring to those of you that are gay rights activists. And
yes, you are.
Yeah, actually, you
yes,
are.
Yes, you are. Hold on. It just
yes,
froze.
You are.
It just
Cunt.
Froze. I gotta
I'm
read.
Going from Wolf Cop to this.
Who like to monitor the show. I'm not inferring that this accident happened because he was gay, but I do think it's an interesting part of the story, and you can bet
Why?
It will be edited
Why?
Out. I would say this. I know I know of at least one situation, and I don't know if this relates to Brandon in any way, but when people are going through some confusion that
he's not
has to do with the very core of who they are, like, for instance, someone I know who was a pilot for a very large airline started taking hormone shots to change genders and put his entire plane at risk because he had an emotional, angry outburst to something that happened. And he was suspended for a very long time and then reinstated. I don't know, but I think it's something to be discussed. And I
well,
think it's
I think
a factor, and I'm doubting
this,
you'll
so
hear it
give her
anywhere else.
And well, she's,
but,
she
wearing,
that
she
doesn't
hot?
Make it
is
any
hot?
Easier.
No.
I'm sure that
no.
Brian
right.
Bosnian
she does
is
not have any valid
wherever
points.
He is.
No. So she's equating being gay. First of all, she's saying, okay, I know a guy. So she's my one story is the rule now. I know a guy who took...
Which, by the way, we don't know if Sheshi knows this
right.
guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's true.
Hormone pills. Okay.
She's on the news. It's true.
So hormone pills means you're taking... you're putting something in your body with side effects. Being gay is not that thing. I mean, like, the guy's gay. He's not taking pills to be gay. He's not taking the gay drug to be gay. He's just gay. So she's saying this is the same thing. Taking a medication with side effects is the same thing as just being gay. And then the guy's side effects caused him to put people at risk by having emotional outbursts, which is equated in her mind to a guy who just wants to get married, mm-hmm. right? And then that causes him to, I guess, act irrationally and on purpose crash the train. Is that
being
what she's saying?
Being gay is making him go crazy.
He's got the crazy gay.
Yeah.
Well, remember Bruce Jenner got in a car accident. You know,
that's
maybe
it's true. It's just his lust.
Didn't have anything
his
to do
lust
with him
for butt is making
with people
him
chasing the shit out of him.
Not be able to focus.
Maybe Bruce Jenner was like, "Oh, all these emotions. I got to hit somebody," and he rear-ended a car. And you know,
which is why he put his foot on the pedal. It was just the horniness.
It's just
that infects
you know
the
what?
Gay
maybe
people.
It was his hard dick that was.
It was
pushing
it's,
the gas.
It was
pedal.
A metaphor. It was the train was the dick, and the track was the the path into the butt, and it slipped.
All she's doing here is just trying to figure out a way to say
she's a cunt. Is what she's
doing. Trying to figure out a way to
what
say
what she's doing is being a cunt.
What she's what trying she's to doing. Do is figure out a way to say he's gay,
slipping it in there,
but make it relevant to the story.
Yeah.
All she wants to do is point at him and say gay
faggot. That's what
so
she
she's
wants
like,
to do.
You know, this. I think this is relevant to the
not
story.
Not in that fun Randolph Terrence way either.
Which
she wants to point at him,
yeah,
like the fucking people in Invasion of the Body Snatchers when they put. She wants to do that shit.
Yeah. And just she wants to make sure everyone knows that he's gay. And then she's even saying, like, you know, they're not going to talk about this part of it in the
they're
other
not
going to
talk about it because it's not relevant.
It's irrelevant
to the story.
Right.
That's why you don't talk about it.
So she's trying to shoehorn this thing about him being gay in there. It's just like whenever, like, and this does happen from time to time, someone goes on a crime spree and it turns out they're an atheist, right? So
yeah.
Religious people be like, we got to make sure that's part of the story because
or
we don't...
Or a dirty, dirty Jew.
Or a Jew.
Just fuck, a
fucking Jew. Because
we don't like
dirty,
atheists, so we're going to make sure
Jew.
This is somehow attributable
Philippe, you dirty Jew.
To the atheism. So, of course, there are lots of people who've crashed things who are completely heterosexual. You know, who've,
or
been
they're dirty Jews.
Do we have proof of that, though?
Well, Jews can be heterosexual.
And
right?
Dirty.
No, never.
All gay. Gay Jews.
We're all gay. I'm actually going to live tweet some butt sex later.
I'm going to live tweet you having butt sex.
I'm not going to be there at all. You guys have fun with that. But train derailments have happened before, and people have died. The Metro in D.C., the subway, had an accident a few years ago where like five people died.
Probably to hit some gay people.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if the driver hadn't been gay.
Right. So there's nothing about gay people being more likely to crash a train. That doesn't make any sense. But she just wants to call him gay. She just wants to put that scarlet G
she
on him.
She wants you to know that he's gay.
I'd have a lot more respect for her. She just said, he's gay.
Brandon Boston.
Gay. I don't have a story. I don't have a story here. I don't have a story here. I just want to point out that he's gay.
I
don't really appreciate him.
That's funny.
I think it's interesting
he's
that he's gay. What do you mean by that?
That's why he did this.
I'm sorry that it happened. I'm sure a rock probably did hit him in the head, but
but
he's gay,
and that's why this happened.
Yeah,
faggot.
Yeah, that's.
Witnesses reported seeing an explosion of glitter. Where do you think that came from? All that
it's
glitter.
Because he's gay. Gay men carry glitter in their pockets or their ass. Because they could fit things up their ass
when
because
men,
they're gay.
When something hits a gay man in the head, it's like Sonic the Hedgehog. Like gold coins go flying everywhere.
Out of his ass. Yeah, because they keep gold coins in their ass because they're gay. God, these fucking people, man. That was like when the president said, you know, Fox News calls poor people basically pieces of shit. And then Joe Scarborough says the next day, do we really know if Fox News says that about poor people? And
I've never heard them
say
that.
The phone was like, I've never heard them say that.
Never, ever.
Yeah, Jon Stewart was like, did you not
20 examples?
Do any research for this before you?
No, the news, you don't have to do research anymore.
Understand something, people. We do a podcast that means nothing to no one in the grand, not any of you are tens, but means nothing to no one in the grander scheme of things. Apparently, we research harder than they do on a major talk show, morning show.
Well, he wasn't, apparently. Scarborough wasn't citing their research. He was just like, I don't remember that.
No, I'm saying Scarborough didn't, didn't sit down, Google it, and
he said it off the cuff. He wasn't, he was just saying, I don't think I remember that. Like, if he's just talking to someone off the cuff, he's not saying I'm citing research or not citing. He's just saying, I don't think I remember that ever happened.
That doesn't happen.
Which maybe he doesn't. You have to. I mean, The Daily Show doesn't watch every minute of Fox News. What they do is closed captioning records are kept, mm-hmm. and so you can access those and you can really search for terms. Mm-hmm. And that's how they find a lot of these. You know, they pull out a clip from like 07.
Yeah, they have
like,
a research.
What, did someone remember that? No, they just went to the closed captioning archive and looked up keywords.
Here's the point that I would think that Jon Stewart would be making, as well as the point I would make to this guy. If you have that question in your head of, I don't think that Fox News has done this, that question didn't just pop into your head. Go and do a little bit of research. When you read the article, he read the article literally that moment sitting there on the couch.
I'm saying he's on the air and just, it's like us just talking. Like, I don't think I've ever heard of that. And then maybe later we look into it, but he's on the air live. So it's not like
I don't believe that
they probably do it on purpose.
He can't pause his show and go Google it.
If I was a producer, I would say something inflammatory on purpose so we can get you next. Just throw in the N-word. We'll have to fire you. And then like in a month, we'll hire you back. We just need the attention, guys.
I don't believe that he just got that story that minute right then and there. I don't believe that.
Well, you might not have, but my point is when you're just talking off the cuff, you're going to say things like, I'm not sure if this is true or not.
You talk off the cuff if you don't know if you've got the story. But if I get the story, I'm going to do a little bit. I'm going to do a modicum of research to be like, well, let me see if they do this. First of all, I know they do that. And I don't even watch Fox News and I know they do that.
The thing is, it's a lot more fun just to call people gay, though. I mean, you don't want to do research.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's too much work.
I think there's one point you guys aren't really addressing here is that he's gay. Now let's talk about the train, huh? Now that we know he's gay.
Gay.
He's a queer.
Fucking idiots.
Because what if I find out that he's not gay and then I can't say this?
Right.
But you know, she actually researched. Didn't she do research into finding out that he was gay?
Well, if you Google his name, you're going to come up in other articles he's in where he's quoted about gay marriage.
So see, that's good. Like, she did good research.
Gay activist.
Well, she did. Yeah, she sat down at the computer and she typed his name into the Google search.
Nothing she said was unfactual.
And also, wanting to be married doesn't make you an activist. You know, he's not out there fucking occupying any streets.
No, he's an activist.
Occupying some butts.
Andy. He's butts.
Shaken to his core.
Because
he's
gay.
Trying to drive this train. He's got all this stress from being gay and wanting rights. So even if she thinks that it's because of the stress and the confusion, isn't she complicit in that by not wanting him to have those rights? Isn't she causing him that stress and confusion?
It doesn't matter because he's gay.
Right, but she's part of the reason he's so worked up about it. He wouldn't be worked up about it if people like her wouldn't be denying him rights.
So it's her fault the train crashed.
Well, if you want to connect more ridiculous dots, you can.
Wouldn't that mean that she's gay too?
The reason he has to be so distracted and pressured and stressed from being gay is because of people like her, right?
Yes.
So, okay. Correct. So fucking back off, lady. Stop calling people gay. Let them get married and you'll see more trains getting to their destinations. And less glitter. Less glitter piles.
I think the world would be better if we actually had more glitter.
More glitter, just piles of glitter everywhere.
Well, I mean, the only way we can get more glitter is to have more gay people. And if we have more gay people, then the world will not be better.
Straight
so
people
we can't have more gay people.
I think most glitter.
Straight people don't fuck with glitter.
I think glitter is probably manufactured by children in third world countries, though. They don't know what.
For gay people.
They don't know what their sexual orientation is at that point.
I thought the gay people were born with the glitter.
They're born with glitter? You just have piles of. Every time you reach in your pocket, it's glitter. It's like that. Was that the Brothers Grimm tale where the guy always had money in his pocket or something?
Money in a hat, was it?
I think that's something like
they
that.
Glitter up their asses.
Yeah.
Because they're gay.
Up their asses. You have to get it out. That's why they mine the ass for glitter.
Fucking ridiculous. Now did you get like, the story where I sent you the dude about, is an update on the story. We have two story updates that we've done. First one is about remember we did the story, people don't remember, we did a story about the fucking father who went to Africa to basically get a country so his daughter could be a princess.
There was an 800 square mile plot of unclaimed land. No one claimed it because it was just rocks.
Yeah,
and
it's
shit.
Rock. It's nothing.
And so his daughter, he's in this guy.
That's a good
from
dad.
Virginia, his daughter was like, "Daddy, can I be a princess?" And he was like, "Sure."
Well, the first thing you say is, "Of course you can."
Yeah, that's what he said. He was
that's
like, "Yeah."
That's what you say, and then it's over.
And then that kept him up, and he's like, "I made a promise to my daughter, and I have to keep it because you can't lie to your daughter, right?"
Yeah. Yes, you can. No. I call my daughter Princessa all the time.
Right.
She's a princess of nothing.
Right.
Do you understand? She's a princess of my house. You know why? Because my wife is the queen and I'm the king.
Right.
That's it. End of story.
She's still the lowest rank. She ranks lower than anybody in the house. I show up.
The only reason my wife is the queen is because I'm the king.
Yeah.
I call her that all the time.
She outranks me. I show up. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I defer to the princess, but I don't live there.
Fucking break, man.
Yeah. But, so then he was like, how am I going to make my daughter a princess? I made this promise to her.
Northern
what am I going to do? So he went to Google. He was like, unclaimed land.
Oh, yeah, from Virginia.
Yeah.
He's good for him. He went to this place in Africa. He made a flag. His daughter's designed a flag. And he planted the flag. And he said, this is now my land. And then people were like, you can't do that. He was like, what are you talking about? Every country in the world claimed land by planting a flag. So you guys fucking did it. So I did it. People are like, okay, well.
How did he walk in between those two countries and nobody shot him? That's the question.
We asked
he
that.
He paid guides and shit.
He paid a guide. We asked.
There's always a guide. And so he was like, well, this is what we're talking about. This is how countries are claimed, right? So, and then none of the other countries around him cared because they were like, we don't want that pile of rocks.
We don't want that piece of shit. pile of rocks.
You can have that pile of rocks, dude.
But like I said, if I was one of those countries and I'm noticing that he's doing this shit, I'd be like, well, let's go fucking claim it now.
Yeah.
He ain't got no army to speak of.
He's going to have to go home.
Is this the girl right here? Is that actually her?
That's the girl.
Let me see the picture.
Probably.
The little white girl.
Yeah, that's her. That's the video. We'll play that in a second because they're doing a fundraiser now. So this is the picture of him, though, with his flag that his daughter's. This is the picture that went up on those articles then. So that's the story. And it ended. That was last year. And now Disney is deciding to make a movie about
this white
this
father
princess
who went to a black nation.
Black, well, it's not a nation.
Your motherland.
It's an unclaimed plot of land. It's not a nation at all.
My mother's motherland.
The motherland. So the studio has bought the film rights to The Princess of North Sudan, based on the true story of Jeremiah Heaton from Virginia, who traveled to Sudan and Egypt to put up a flag in an area of no man's land and call it his last year.
Yeah.
He's getting destroyed on Twitter, which he should.
Do they need a prime minister? Yeah, cabinet. I have good relations with Egypt.
Well, here's what they're doing, though, because he wants to make this a good cause. They set up an Indiegogo to raise like
$40,000. You know what's funny? Mr. Liberal Moreland Spurlock has signed on for, known for documentary Supersize Me and the greatest movie ever sold, has signed on as a co-producer.
Oh, really?
With Stephanie Folsom writing the strip. Folsom has hit back at the flood of criticism on social media, insisting that she will be telling a different tale and further confusing everybody. Agree with everything people are saying. Wouldn't write that story, but if you want to focus your hate on me, go for it. There's no planting a flag in Sudan or making a white girl the president of an African country. That's gross. This is Stephanie Folsom. I've been to the Sudan. The people there are amazing. Colonialism is bullshit. Hope you all have a beautiful night. I'm like, okay, well, Stephanie, what he's doing is, first of all, is bullshit. Secondly, is colonialism. The only way you can make
this colonialism because he didn't take over a country.
He didn't take over. Okay.
He didn't. No one was killed. This was a completely peaceful acquisition of land.
Peaceful acquisition of land.
So he didn't. No one had to now be his religion. Yeah. Families weren't torn apart. No one was there. It's him and the fucking scorpions.
Yeah, okay. All
right. You know, so all it's right. just a guy.
The only reason this movie works for me is if he's getting clowned.
I think that's.
The whole
I feel like
movie.
Spurlock's not going to make a movie enlightening.
That's not
the
what
situation.
They're doing though. What they're doing is they set up an Indiegogo to raise money for to like I don't know to feed people in Africa, and so now this is the good cause. So that's what they're doing. It's not just celebrate the girl. It's like this girl is a princess of this land, and they want to help the people of Africa because they need it, you know. And so that's where they're going with it. That's why it's a movie now. That's why it's a Disney movie. It has this extra angle.
Is it
going
to be a cartoon?
No, I think it'll be like The Blind Side.
I still want to be the prime minister.
This is
the
video. The
author John Green once said, "Some people don't understand the promises they're making when they make them."
That's Jeremiah.
But you keep the promise anyway. That's what love is. Love is
Why
keeping
did
the
I
promise.
Know he would talk like
See,
that.
See, keep the promise anyway.
Because what that's what love
where,
is.
Where is the mother?
She's, I don't know. There's two daughters, though. The other one doesn't have any rank. The younger one is the princess. The older one's like, I could have been asking
that
for
blows.
Shit.
She doesn't even have a country.
No, she doesn't have a country.
Worthless.
Her sister has a whole country.
Last year, I made global headlines for keeping a promise to my daughter, Emily.
Emma.
When she
hey,
asked
Emma.
Me if she could ever be Southern a region. Real-life princess, I told her that she could.
And yeah, fucking marry a prince.
Yeah, you're a shit father.
She wants to be a real-life princess. I told her that she could.
After realizing I'd made
What's
an empty promise to my daughter,
she meets people around there, that prince is going to be back.
By the way, he didn't make an empty promise to his daughter. She's like 7. She could have grown up to be a princess. You've marry a prince.
You marry a prince.
He can't promise that. That's her life that she has to live. He didn't make an empty promise. He was like, yeah, you could. Yeah, one day be a princess.
What a piece of
After
shit.
Realizing I made an empty promise to my daughter,
a king.
I decided to do something about my empty promise.
One little girl's dream of becoming a princess has come true.
I guess you could call this a Game of Thrones. Jeremiah Heaton has laid claim to 800 square miles of land in eastern Africa so his daughter can be a real princess. There you see it.
What a piece of shit.
What's a father's love knows no bounds, and that is one universal
you
truth
what,
in the world.
Right. Father's love doesn't know any bounds, but it should. And you know where the bounds should be? Going to another land and claiming a place so
hey.
You can call your daughter a princess.
He's just trying
can
to
you imagine a man who has to marry this little girl?
She's not going
to
get married.
He's just trying to raise a princess, man.
She's not going
to
get married.
He's trying to raise a princess. That's all. You know, some people try to raise daughters.
The poor guy he's setting up for this. I think you're right, Philippe.
No way.
She's not.
No, because the dude, you got to get her a country.
It's
not a whole lot of countries left.
Egypt and Sudan.
And no one clowned him?
There's no greater legacy than I can leave my kids from this project in a sense.
He kind of looks like
no one clowning this.
He
kind of
looks
shit.
Like evil Nate Bargatze right here. He looks got Nate's haircut, but he's got a beard. Similar accent, but not the same.
It's a service to the world.
Nate Bargatze from the alternate universe.
The bizarro Nate Bargatze.
He's just keeping a promise.
Now, I'm no Rockefeller. And I'm no Carnegie.
Carnegie.
I couldn't
Did he say
Carnegie?
Stop.
Really.
Stop right there. Stop.
He's folksy. It's folksy.
Put that back. Put,
Man,
put that
I'm
back.
I'm no Rockefeller.
Oh, my God.
Carnegie. And I'm no Carnegie.
Come on. He did not roll that again.
I'm no Carnegie. Wait, I almost said the other thing that I say all the time, too.
Oh. Now, I'm no Rockefeller, and I'm no Carnegie.
Oh, my God.
I'm no Carnegie.
Oh, my God.
I'm no Donald Trump. I'm none
oh
of these
my
people.
God.
I'm no Bill Gates.
I'm not a Whale Darf.
I'm
Historia.
I'm no Warren
E-story?
Buffet. I'm no Warren Buffet.
Rocky Feller.
Rocky Feller. Rocky Balboa Feller.
Oh my God.
Whatever you call him. And I'm no Carnegie.
I'm no Carnegie.
Now, but I'm just a simple man who owns a country.
I'm a simple man.
I'm a simple man who has the resources.
I'm no Kennedy.
To fly to Africa.
I'm not related to John Kennedy.
How simple can you be? How
not
folky can
to,
you be?
Not related to Teddy Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy. What's it? The R.
I'm not even
Robert?
Related to O'Farah Winfrey.
I'm just a simple man who has the means to travel by jet plane to Africa and claim land with the help of a guy.
Oh my God!
When I'm not doing that, I'm just tending to my pigs on the farm.
No one thought to, hey, let's correct. I wouldn't. You know what? If I was filming this, I'd be like, oh, I'd be like, wait a minute, did you just say Carnegie?
Where I come from.
Can you say that again, but louder? Let's do that line again.
Carnegie. Let's try that again. Take two. Go. Action.
More emphasis
now,
on the G.
I'm no Rockefeller, and I'm no Carnegie.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
I couldn't afford
Thank
to
you.
Buy my daughter into royalty, so I did the next best thing. I scoured the globe trying to find a piece of land that was not claimed by any government, nation, or people.
I went to this great new place called the Library, where they have books with words in them on land.
Library
with acquisition of land. It's a whole new world out there I didn't know about. I hadn't left my farm in 20 years.
Look at this piece of shit.
He's not folksy. He's a goddamn world traveler who's like the head of a company.
After months of endless research, I'd found it. A small piece of land in Africa called Burr to Will. The only piece of land on Earth that truly belonged to no one.
Until now.
So I booked my flight, traveled through the African desert, and on Emily's 7th birthday, I planted the flag that my children had designed upon a small hill in Burr to Will. I had established the Kingdom of North Sudan and honored the promise I'd made to my daughter to be-
And then a guy tried to chop my arm off with a machete. I said, well, I'm not Carnegie here.
Become a real-life princess.
Guy.
Now, for most people, this fantastic journey would end there.
No, not,
but Emily
not
was
for him.
Asked a simple question: what should be done with this land? The answer she gave changed everything.
Glitter factory.
She said, "We should grow a garden big enough to feed everyone." In that moment, I knew the direction the Kingdom of North Sudan should take, and fighting global hunger is just the beginning. Our nation will
for
be an
profit.
International research center where the best minds are free to come and work. It's about agricultural research. It's about renewable energy. Our primary scientific goal is centered on solving
he's
major
profiting
global
off this.
Ecological
of course
challenges by fully
he's
funding
taking,
the
He's getting some of this money for himself. They're building fucking wind
we hope
turbines.
To find a better way to
I wonder if that was the real reason he's just masquerading
yep.
as it as a kingdom for
he's
his
an
daughter.
Opportunist. We all
your
have
hopes and dreams for a better
I actually guarantee that's
a good idea. That's good. That's a good thought.
Your Lee. Hope for a future
probably.
That's free from
it's
hunger.
Like, how am
this
I going to
plan the whole time?
How am I going to get away with just taking a piece of land in Africa
for the next
and I'm a white dude? How am I going to get away with this? Oh, you know what? I'm going to say that it's for my daughter, my 7-year-old daughter that nobody can make fun of.
They're raising money on an Indiegogo campaign. Like, they're trying to get like $40,000 for like, I don't know what, solar panels? I don't even know what they're doing.
This dude thinks he's slick.
Yeah. And so, and you know.
Tell the Sudanese government. They don't have an army.
He's trying to profit from
North Sudan doesn't have an army.
And feed the world and feed his pockets, obviously, for being the guy who fed the world.
Get the fuck out of here. What's this guy's name?
Promise I had made to my daughter.
I don't even
Piece
know.
Of shit.
Honoring the second promise will require the help
Where's
of the
his wife
community.
At?
He doesn't have
That
one.
Second promise is the same promise you made to your own children to make this world a better place for everyone.
Because if he had
it's
one,
time to
it
keep
would
our
be,
promises.
How come
it's
she's not the queen?
It's time to change the world.
Or I guess that's part of it. You can't because the wife is white. That's too, it's not innocent enough.
Donate now to keep the promise.
Ain't nobody donating.
Keep
now, what was
the
his
promise.
Name? Jeremiah Heaton.
Keep the promise he
See
made
if
to
this
his
guy
daughter.
Has a LinkedIn.
I made a promise to my daughter. Can you give me money to help me?
Give me money?
Because I need help fulfilling
oh,
my daughter's promise.
I need precisely $10 million.
I'm not made of money here. I mean, I spent a lot of
it. It's for feeding the world. That's why I went and I
got
this. Got
to feed people.
I actually don't even have a daughter. This white girl is a girl that I bought. She's an actor. And I just ran at her. She's just I never said I had a daughter. I don't know where you guys got that story from.
When we
He's
went
a
over there,
father of three. Why this daughter?
Because she's the princess. Because
she's the little white
she
one.
She asked the other
she's
ones.
She's the little white one.
She's the little white one. The other ones were adopted brown children, yeah. Perhaps. He probably took.
Does he have a wife?
I don't know.
Say.
They never mention his wife. So either she just doesn't want to be part of this, or she's out of the picture.
Jeremiah, no one's going to buy that. No one's going to think that you're just going to give it to a little girl, all right? Why don't you just say that you're
We're not Carnegies, so...
We're not Carnegies, but we are the rulers of Burr to Will, the greatest producer
Jesus.
Of grass seed in the world.
Dale, it says here there is a piece of land north of Sudan that has not been taken.
Because
how am I... You know what I should do is I should take that girl from down the street and say I'm giving it to her as a present.
Yeah, you should just go fight Jeremiah. and take his land. Like, that would be the easiest colonialism is just this one guy.
That's a good idea.
You don't have to drive people out. You just go to his house.
Hey, what's up, man? Now, yeah, I'm taking this.
Just start smacking him around.
This is,
I'm taking this land. I don't think you can have this land. You give me the land, I'm going to knock the shit out of you. How about that?
Yeah, right in front
of you. We're trying to feed people. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to knock the shit out of you. How about that?
Yeah, someone's going to be feeding you after I punch you in the mouth.
I just want to watch TV. I'm just going to set up a little stadium. I'm going to get a little tent. Watch TV.
Yeah. Let's go claim the land. Let's
What's
just go
our
there.
Time?
Hour 15. Hour 16.
Hour 15. We'll do one more story. We'll get out. This student who sued a university after twice. You know what? Let's not do it. Let's save that one.
After that's a failing, good. That's after a good, being a shitty student.
It's a good, exactly. It's a good Shilling story, and that's Dumb right up Philippe's alley, which would be good for him. Let's do the Georgia principal.
What about the fucker right in the pussy guy?
You want to do fucker right in the pussy guy? You want to save
it's
that?
It's short. We don't want to go too long.
Well, you know. Georgia principal might be. It's such a fast moving, evolving story. That's why I want to get.
She
it
got
out
fired,
of
you know.
So I get. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's such a fast moving, evolving story.
All right, what happened? Let's do that one.
Have sued at that point. By the time this podcast is up, she might have already sued somebody.
She was...
fuck her right in the pussy, guy's not going anywhere.
She basically, there was a graduation ceremony, and the principal fucked up. She fucked up. She forgot to let the valedictorian speak, and she dismissed students. And so that's people start... And she goes, whoa, wait a sec. Oh, fuck. I fucked... She realized her thing. She was, went back to the podium.
Did
to
she
to,
say, oh, I fucked up?
No, but she did. She did fuck up, but she went back to the podium to try to settle down the crowd and get people to come back in, and it was just she had lost the crowd at that
fuck
point.
Fuck that, baby. Got to go take pictures. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get ready to go to brunch.
Why? So why was this a big deal? Was the valedictorian? No,
well, because...
We're going to Olive Garden and...
Yeah. So she starts, like, having words with people, like, you know, she's getting clearly frustrated and angry and trying to get people to sit down. Come on, just respect the speech, and this guy's going to give a speech, and then she goes, oh, look who's leaving, all the black people.
All the blacks.
And oh, she says that? Up.
Yeah,
oh,
and black people were like, what the fuck?
And they came back, so it worked.
The ones who were leaving, the ones who had still sat there were like, I'm out, and all got up and walked off.
Yeah, simultaneously. I was like, okay, time to go. And so she...
That's hilarious.
She basically... I mean, it was all in video. Everyone had, you know, it was all these YouTube angles. Yeah, yeah. And so she basically blamed it on the devil.
That was her defense.
I just want to say, first of all,
Satan was. In
I think
the
she
house.
Was gay.
To be clear, I am not racist. I am. I love all races. The devil was in my mouth.
So you should
I
still be. Friends. So you should still
that's
be
exactly
fired.
She said
the devil.
The devil was working in that house.
I mean,
that
I don't.
Night.
I don't know much, but I feel like being possessed by the devil might be a little worse than being racist. So I think you should just be.
Well, then her son comes on Facebook and starts dropping N-bombs everywhere in her defense. So I was like, oh, really?
Is that what happened?
Is the devil...
He said,
he's just supporting his mother.
Her son, Travis, y'all niggers ain't talking about shit. If you got something to say, come see me to my face.
They're going to come see him. You know, watch what you say.
I can't get
If anyone has something to say about my mom and how she ran her graduation, come say it to my face. You know.
How old is this kid?
You niggers. He's like 19.
He's like a teenager, yeah.
He's a teenager.
He might be high school age.
Yeah. So is being possessed by the devil a genetic thing? Did he get it also?
Well, I assume. Does the devil...
The
I mean,
devil
people,
knows who it can possess and who it can't possess.
It's recessive.
Based on recessive genes.
So the father, yeah.
Her name?
Father's probably a devil,
too. Well, you know what I found funny about that is that she's a principal of a school where I'm sure she'd be the first one to try to chill these little young black kids about personal responsibility and taking personal responsibility for your actions. And
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about certain types of people in our society. They're quick to talk about people need to do this, people need to do that. But then when they get busted.
Yeah. White people are lazy, too, everybody.
It's the devil.
Here's the video of her, or one of the videos of her.
We are now. Motherfuckers immediately got up and started walking.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Along with white people, too. We're like, oh, my God. Got up and started
walking. It's funny because it's just bad.
All the cell phones come out.
People are just out. And she's still standing
Everybody
at the podium.
Everybody who was still there was like, we're done.
She's still at the podium during all this. Like,
if you're white, you can't stay there now.
Come
Can
on.
Can you stay there now if you're white?
I don't think so.
You got to get up and walk, too. You can't stay there.
People walking out.
Look who's sleeping. All the black.
so
I love the woo.
So
time to go.
Party's over. You don't have to go home, but
you got
to
get the hell out of here.
Can't graduate.
Yeah, if you're
here.
White, you can't stay. No one can stay in there now.
Such a piece of shit.
You've all got to get up and leave now. You all. So she was fired.
Well, at first she wasn't. At first she was like holding on. Here's the
principal from Georgia under fire tonight. At the end of the school's graduation ceremony, she made comments that sent the whole audience into chaos, many finding them to be racially insensitive.
Really?
Tonight she has apologized, but that hasn't stopped the controversy.
Just a little bit.
Here's ABC's David Ryan.
This is her talking here.
Y'all owe this young man an apology, especially that goober that was coming through with his little thing.
In DeKalb County, Georgia, pomp and circumstance overshadowed by an angry principal.
The goober. You little coward. Come on back up here.
This was leading up to that.
Nancy Gorduke accidentally skipped the valedictorian speech and now unsuccessfully trying to regain the audience's attention.
You people are being so rude to not listen to this speech.
Gorduke visibly upset as she watches people leave.
Look who's leaving, all the black people.
Did you hear that? The principal lashing out in what many described as a racist outburst.
Many described? Again.
Many described
was
that?
Was it racist?
The crowd now outraged.
She named only black people. She didn't say, oh, look at the Caucasians leaving. Look at the Indians leaving. She said blacks.
Well, maybe that's what was going on.
The principal apologized, insisting she was just angry people were not paying proper attention.
It was not a statement of racism. It was just my frustration. And, you know, when I said it, I told my husband it felt like the devil was in the house because it didn't even sound like me.
The principal emailed an apology to parents, insisting she was expressing frustration, not racism. But
and when I said black people,
yeah,
I meant all the people wearing dark clothing.
Frustration with black people is what she was expressing.
I wasn't talking about their skin color.
Just the colors. They were all wearing caps and gowns.
It's like I wouldn't even address black people to their face.
I try not to talk to black people.
I would never
talk to black people.
So there's no way I could have meant that.
I tell my husband, who is white. I thought the devil was in the house that night. And then the devil was leaving. I was trying to get the devil to come back in. The devil was all the black people in my story. So then, then her son goes on Facebook and starts dropping N-bombs. Oh, so it's not the devil. It's just
it's
this,
not
is
not
what
the
you,
devil.
This is how
it's
you
your
guys talk.
Fucking family.
It's how you talk in this house. And then she got fired, which you can't not fire her.
Well,
now.
You can't be an educator talking like that. Like, my mother-in-law is an educator. My father-in-law is an educator. It would be if they were to talk like that, I would at that point believe, like, I guess you're possessed. I would literally right. believe that. I mean, like, right. I guess you guys are possessed. I believe that. If my mother-in-law was like, it was like the devil jumped in me, I'd be like, yeah.
Or if she was like, you know, she's kind of right. Black people do leave. They tend to leave first.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, yeah, that's I guess kinda, they were.
They tend to, yeah. They don't,
I guess they were.
They don't listen to me when I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to rein them in because I fucked up.
I guess they were.
I feel bad about that. Ah, damn devil.
I don't know how you missed the valedictorian speech.
I can see that. There's a lot going on. It's a long ceremony.
It's the closest thing of the ceremony, though. How do you miss that?
But it's a long ceremony. You kind of just...
The closing thing is the keynote.
Isn't that the valedictorian speech?
No, the valedictorian gives a speech, and then you have like the non... Someone who's not
that's
from
that interesting
school.
Too. She must have. Did, was there no keynote?
Then that's two things. Then they missed.
No, I think they did that, and they she realized at the end that she
wasn't
skipped.
The valedictorian sitting up on stage with her though.
Yeah, but
yeah,
she skipped
seen
them.
Him. Wouldn't like, the valedictorian
why are you
be
sitting
assertive?
Up here anyway? Oh, that's right. You're going to talk.
She dismissed everybody and then realized that, and that's when
he probably didn't want to give the speech. I bet he had stage fright. He was probably like, you know what? I'll take the credit of speaking at my graduation.
Yeah,
without having to give the speech.
I don't want to do the speech.
Then she saw him. She's like, No. It's possible. I was thinking that. I was
there
like,
were a couple black people on stage with caps and gowns.
It could someone
immediately walked off the stage.
Yeah.
Immediately, what? And she immediately walked off the stage.
And I'm out.
So she got fired, which you can't be an educator. Well, you know what? That's what's scary about, and I say that about, and I've said it a lot of times, sometimes half joking, but sometimes not, is how am I to trust anybody white? Because she has been an educator for a long time. She's been carrying around this the devil in her.
It's the devil. It's not
a long
her.
Time now.
It's, not, it's
so,
the devil. It's the get out of jail free card.
You know, she trains. She teaches black children. you know.
If they don't leave. I mean, sometimes
but
she
if they
tries.
Do leave, then the double jumps into her.
Well, some no, not always. Only this time. Only sometimes this time. They leave and she just mutters something under her breath. Yeah. It's not always a microphone in yeah. front of her. And then the devil sees a microphone. He's like, I got to get in on this.
I'm talking. Yeah. I need a microphone.
The devil's a damn opportunist. Yeah.
To project like, my voice.
That was like, I could be over in like the Middle East right now getting people beheaded, but let me go fuck up this graduation ceremony.
Kind of fucked up. The devil would do something like
in
that.
In Georgia right now.
He's the devil.
The devil was in the house that
would the
night.
Devil be racist?
The devil was in the house because I invited him.
Wouldn't the devil hate everybody, though?
I think the devil would be racist.
No, the devil just,
I think the devil would be racist but, only in the sense of it makes people evil.
Yeah. The devil fucks with you personally.
Does the devil make black people racist also?
Sure. Of course.
Just makes everybody
it
racist.
Was just, I got to spread evil. That's an evil. I got to spread evil.
Yeah, the devil's not...
It's crazy how the devil is usually in the South.
It's just a job.
The devil doesn't discriminate in his discrimination.
The Bible Belt? The Bible Belt?
He's around there a lot.
He was a goddamn devil came back in the house. And I told you all, lock the doors.
Bible Belt?
Lock the devil doors. She talks like Jeremiah. I'm no Carnegie.
But I know that these black people are leaving.
I'm just a simple high school principal at a simple little school that just wants this.
I'm no Waldorf Astoria.
Valedictor speech to be given. And I skipped it, and the goddamn black people left.
The black robes. The black robes are leaving all the people.
Damn devils.
All right, people, we're going to bring this home on the Blarks and the devil. The devil doesn't like the Blarks. We want to thank Philippe for sitting in with us. You got anything coming up?
Nope. I'll be at the State Theater May 29th.
You do have something coming up.
I do.
Yeah. State Theater, Falls Church, Virginia.
Oh, and I'll be at the Draft House. What day is that?
22nd?
22nd.
Yeah. Come on through. It's a Friday night.
Lust after the gorgeous Philippe.
Watch
come
yourselves.
Come on through and lust after. I will be at the Improv in August. And I'll be talking more between that now, but I will be. Oh, and I want to thank is Derek.
Oh, wait.
Man, look, I'm bad at names.
You said him at the beginning.
I'm bad at names.
I think it's Derek.
Derek and Daryl came
was,
out. Good job, guys.
Derek came to my recording of Three Guys On. He was a piece of family.
Blue
podcast.
Magic. By the
Blue
way,
Magic.
Speaking of which, before we continue, today is we're recording this on May 16th. Mm-hmm. May 15th, yesterday, was the one-year anniversary of Blue Magic being released.
Release date, Blue Magic.
May 15th.
Go buy one.
Yeah, so there you
buy
go.
Buy you a copy. He came. I talked to him. You heard me talking to him on the CD, if you listen. I was talking to him and his lady, and I was at the Celador in Frederick, and they came out to watch me perform, and I threw that new stuff at them. They liked it. I don't know why. I don't like it. But
is it Daryl or Derek?
And he came to Frederick?
Is it not even a D name?
Because he lives out, out that way.
Okay.
Seldon Frederick, you heard me talking about it on the podcast. I want to thank you, brother, for coming through. And I want to thank you and your lady for having a good time. It was a good show. I had a great time. Shout out to Ryan Nazer and Tak Moffitt, who put on a good show. I had a really good time out there.
Cool.
Really good time.
Yeah, I've done that room a couple times. It's always fun.
Yeah, had a really good time.
It is Derek.
Yeah,
it's Derek. I just found
thank you, Derek, man. I'm glad you came through. Yeah. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. I really do.
Derek Jones.
And that is about it. So come back on Thursday. We'll all be here for you guys. We got some more stuff to talk about. It'll probably be a little quick one, but come on through. You guys will love it. Be sure to email us. Be sure to review us on Stitcher and iTunes. We appreciate them. If you've reviewed us already, review us again. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We can use every little bit.
We're back out of the top 100 again.
Yeah.
We need traffic in the form of reviews.
Gotta get reviews. That's the only way we can stay in. So. Also, review us on iTunes.
Yeah.
And again, we appreciate you guys. We'll see you guys on Thursday. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And Philippe Schaefer.
Sock puppet number two. And we got Three Guys On. We are out.
Whoa, stop your train. Let her go burn right. Oh, don't you hear me cry. Yeah, man.